There was a couple who had been married for a long, long time, and they were getting advanced in age. And the husband started thinking, you know, realizing that his wife was losing her hearing. She couldn't hear that well because we were talking and the communication was somehow, you know, got lost. So he was worried about, but he didn't know how to tell her. So he thought of, well, I'm going to test her. You know, their own test before sending her to the doctor. So one day when she was sitting, you know, in the living room, maybe looking outside all the way across on the other side of the, you know, of the room, and he said, I'm going to talk to her and see if she can listen. And he said, Mary, in not shouting, just in the regular voice, Mary, can you hear me? Nothing. No answer. So he walked to the middle of the room and, Mary, can you hear me? Still, no answer. Then he got just close behind her and said, Mary, can you hear me? And she turned around, yes, John, for the third time, I can hear you. You know, just said that because the word we heard in Jesus, in his transfiguration on the high mountain with his three disciples, the voice came from the cloud and said, you know, this is my beloved son. Listen to him. Listen to him. The listening part is very important there, because that's what we heard also in today's first reading, talking about Abram, who soon after will become Abraham, which are two forms of the same name, but in the scriptures, changing of names, of course, we represent a before and after in the life of a person. In the case of Abram, he listened to God, he heard God's voice telling him a very strange call. For the time, we could just imagine, just calling Abram, leave your, you know, your clan, leave your family, leave your people, and go to another place that I will show you. That was very unusual. Yet, he heard God's voice, and he followed it. I think that would be the secret of happiness, to hear God's voice and to follow it. What is it to hear God's voice? It's not that easy, because most people that say that they are hearing voices of God, of angels, of, you know, saints, the first prudent attitude is to doubt, in the sense that, well, he's hearing voices. But when we speak about hearing voices or hearing God's word, not only voices, but God's word, and put it into practice, it will mean that, you know, that word that leads us to do good things in life, to be good people, that comes from God. The word that will bring, you know, unity in the family, that will bring that happiness of reaching out to help other people, that will bring a sense of taking care of ourselves and taking care of others that are around us. This is the call that God is doing for each one of us. Yet we know that we might get discouraged, We might get tired of trying to do good things. We might think nobody recognizes, nobody we understand, nobody will listen to what we say. And then we find, you know, I think this is where today's gospel can help us. The disciples were following Jesus, and even the disciples sometimes did not know where it would end up. They would follow Jesus. Some of them, the disciples, they understood that they thought he would become a king. So it's good to follow him because it's good to be a friend to the king. We're going to get, you know, good positions in his ministry, his cabinet. Others wanted Jesus to do more in the sense, let's make a revolution and change everything. So sometimes they would get, I believe, discouraged as well, because they could not understand clearly. And they would get even more confused. We know when Jesus got, for the last time, he went to Jerusalem and he was betrayed. The disciples all dispersed, all over. They didn't know what to do. They said, whoa, here we follow him for 3 years of our lives and now he's gonna, you know, he's condemned to death. What about us? What will become of us? So when Jesus chose three of his disciples and brought them to the high mountain, and then he, you know, we see the transfiguration, his vestments, his face, everything becomes brilliant, you know, shining as the sun, white as the sun. And they are so perplexed by that. You know, struck with awe that even Peter says, well, let us stay here. You know, presence of Moses and Elijah represent, it represents that Jesus is the fulfillment of the, you know, the Hebrew scriptures, the Old Testament. Moses representing the law, Elijah representing the prophets. But then Jesus says, no, let's go down. The voice says, this is my beloved, listen to him. And then they must go down. To see the glory of Jesus is like, for them was an experience, like seeing the resurrected. Even though they didn't know exactly what would happen in Jerusalem. But that vision of glory was to say, when you see the cross, when you will not be able to recognize the face of Jesus because he was badly beaten, then remember, that is the same Jesus of the glory that you are seeing now. And they had to go down. So to see that glory, they still had to go through the cross. Our struggle, or in our lives, to do good things, if we get discouraged, we should have also not lose track what is the ultimate, what is the last goal that we are reaching for. It's not just for this moment. The goodness we make is the goodness that will bring us to eternal life. It's the goodness that we will endure. Perhaps some of us have had some beautiful experiences in the sense of that feeling of being with God's presence in our lives. Some of us may have gone through a retreat or a talk or a moment or a book that we read or a situation that we lived in life. Sometimes, you know, people, we have that in beautiful moments of life when a child is, you know, is born, or sometimes in the most moments of sadness when we lose a beloved, someone who's close to us. We feel that God's presence, and that we should treasure. Because when we can't see that, when we can't feel that, we have the assurance that God is there. Even if we are facing misunderstanding, even if things seems like a desert, Because our faith is not only, but it's not only our feeling. Our faith brings our whole being, who we are in God's presence. So we ask that the Lord will continue to fill our heart and open our ears to listen to His words, our hearts to accept that same word, but also that we reach our hands, our feet, that word will make us move, go into action, as Abram did. He heard and he left and he went. As the disciples went down that mountain and continued their way to Jerusalem, where Jesus would suffer and they would suffer as well. So that in our journey, we also will carry surety that we'll see that glory, that the promise is not in vain, that the call to do the goodness today will make a difference. And we should never, never get discouraged about that.